Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need
Good
is...
Good morning and welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. We are here with Stefan Schmidt from Key Marine. Stefan, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Your Boat Smart.
Hey, and good morning, and good morning, Pensacola, and we are glad you are listening today. This is Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You may want to jot this number down because I'm going to give something away here in just a minute. The number is 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. You can call or text any questions you may have about the Marine Service Program over at Georgetown Technical College. Maybe you have a boating question you want to ask me. It's getting ready to be boating season, and the weather this weekend is great for boating. I'm looking at the weather for today and tomorrow. If you're working today, don't call in sick. Just get your boat ready for tomorrow and get out there and get boating. And yeah, let's take advantage of this great weather that we have this weekend. It's going to be in the 60s, and it's going to be sunny. So it's a great time to go boating. And in our area, we continue to boat year round. So it's a great time to get your boat checked out over at Key Marine Center. Key Marine is our sponsor. Key Marine Center is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. The phone number 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Power Center. Special discounted prices on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. They specialize in service and repair on all Mercruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians, and you can also check them out on Facebook. That's where they put all their specials. So I want to give something away. We're going to do this right off the bat, and I want to see how in tune my listeners are. So here's what I've been talking about for the last month at least. I think I started talking about this as we went into December of last year. I continue to talk about it all the way through this month. But Key Marine has a special going on right now until the 31st of this month. Time's running out. You got a few days left. So I want a listener, someone to call in and tell me how much discount you can get off of labor with Key Marine. You can call it in. You can text it in. If you get that discount correct, we're going to give you a Key Marine t-shirt and a Yamaha chamois. You'll go buy Key Marine. I would take advantage of that special that they're giving. Take your boat out there or call them up and schedule that your appointment. But you're going to get a discount at Key Marine. How much is that discount? Call me with that. Text me with that. And you're going to get a nice t-shirt from Key Marine and a chamois from Key Marine that Yamaha puts out. So that's a great opportunity to not only save money, but to get some cool stuff along with that. What discount is Key Marine offering up until the 31st of this month? So if you can call in with that answer, I'm more than happy to give that to you. And it's a great start to the month of February. We're coming into the boating season. Things are getting busy right now, and people are starting to think about boats and boating. It's very important to get your boat serviced. So Key Marine is the place to do that. All right. I am the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. I get it together here this morning.
You're doing
Georgetown
great.
Is located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. They have a website, georgetownecollege.edu. They have that chat feature. Is a great place to go to gather information about Georgetown Technical College. Just go on to georgetown.college.edu and check out their chat feature. You can also come by the school and talk to the counselors or myself or any other instructor over there at Georgetown. More than happy to talk to you about the programs that we have available. We do have scholarships. You must pre-qualify for those. We have VA and Pell grants available. Also, it's great to go by there, talk to the counselors, and they will walk you down the steps of getting an education at Georgetown Technical College, whether it's in my class or some other class that you may be interested in. They can walk you through the steps, and it's possible that you can go to school for free, believe it or not. No money out of pocket through a VA or Pell Grant or some type of scholarship that we have available over at Georgetown. So check them out at georgetowncollege.edu. Check out the chat feature and get some information from there. So today I wanted to concentrate a little bit on getting the word out, talking about the importance of tech schools to a community, to the area that they're in. Many times businesses that are wanting to relocate or locate or build, start a business in a county or a state area, one of the important things that will attract businesses to an area can be a tech school. A tech school is an important part of industry in a community. And the reason I want to bring that up, I had a visitor, I believe it was on Monday, Jonathan Owens came by with a gentleman that's interested in relocating a business from New Jersey to Florida. And Jonathan Owens, who is a legislative aide for the county commissioner of District 2, wanted to visit our tech school. So he called me up. I've known Jonathan for several years. And he called me up and said, hey, do you mind if I bring someone by your school and talk to you with him about what the school does and what great opportunities are here in our area, in the Pensacola and Escambia County area, for potential business coming into our area. So I met with Jonathan and this gentleman that day, and we talked about the importance of tech schools and what we do in the Marine Service class and how we can provide the commodity of a good employee to businesses that are wanting to start up or relocate to Florida, hopefully Escambia County area, Pensacola, you know, the city area. So we had a nice conversation, not only about my program, but about the programs that we have available over at Georgetown Technical College. And it is a wide variety of programs. We have the electrical program. We have HVAC. We have all sorts of IT programs, firefighting. We have law enforcement training. We have aviation and welding and all these important programs that we have over at Georgetown Technical College that helps provide employees for industry in our area and throughout the Southeast as far as my program is concerned. And it's so very important. So Jonathan come by and he talked to me about that, and I showed him a little bit around our area in the mall area, and we talked about how important it is to have people in tune to the technical colleges in our area. Here's what I want to challenge my listeners to. I want you to go out into the community, and when you're talking to someone, and I do this a lot, if I'm out at a restaurant or I'm talking to someone, that the waiter, the waitress, when they come over to the table, I engage in conversation, and I like to ask a little bit about, you know, hey, how you doing? Talk about waiting tables and what are you doing? Are you in college? Are you trying to, is this your primary job? What's going on here? And we talk about that with the waitresses and waiters and people. And I'm not picking on that industry whatsoever. I'm talking about in general. And a lot of times, especially in that industry, they're trying to decide what they want to do. People that are trying to decide what they want to do. So I'll pass them a card and I'll say, hey, check out Georgetown Technical College and see what they have to offer, because we can have people working within a year in an industry that is a career-based industry where you're going to have a career, a long-term career. So I think it's very important to get the word out about the schools. I'm on the school improvement board, and we have a meeting on Tuesday coming up. We meet several times a year. Part of our improvement is to get the word out about Georgetown Technical College and what we do over there. Okay. When I first started at Georgetown 12 years ago, the only people, and this was for like 12 years and further back, the only people that really knew about Georgetown Technical College was the people that were either across the street at UPS, right? or people that had no idea of what we did, but they kind of tried to hire people, a few industry partners that would hire from Georgetown. So what I recommend that you do is to get out there and talk about Georgetown and what we do. So several years ago, people knew little about Georgetown, okay? Our new administration, as they came in, they understood the importance of getting the word out. And they started advertising about Georgetown College and what we do over there. So I want to challenge my listeners, as a part of your conversation, when you're talking to young people, maybe you're talking to people in restaurants, or maybe you're at a anywhere shopping or something like that, maybe you have grandchildren or a child that's getting ready to get out of high school, tell them about George Stone Technical College and what we do over there, because it's so very important to get a workforce ready to go for our county, for our community, to be able to supply great employees for our area. So I think that's so very important. And I appreciate Jonathan Owens coming by and talking to us the other day about what we do over at George Stone and showing this gentleman our area. He's actually taking him around and talking to different businesses and things like that, showing them what we have to offer in Escambia County. And one of the greatest commodities that we have in our area is George Stone Technical College and what we do over there. Not only my program, but all the other programs that we have. So we have a wide variety of programs at that school.
Yeah.
I
wanted to just interject real quick, because you were saying, you know, you talk to different people out in the community, whether it's your barista serving you coffee, you don't know, maybe they're trying to figure out what they want to do next in their life. You know, maybe they're trying to figure out, hey, can I go back to school? And like we learned yesterday, there's tons of programs and financial aid that can help you almost go to school for free or even possibly for free. And I want to reiterate this. You kind of tapped on this. It said there's no one size fit all. Right. You cannot just say everybody has to go to a university or everybody has to go study this. You know, I love that we have so many different options in this day and age, where if you want to become a welder, which is so fascinating to me, or and maybe if you want to learn more about boats and marinas and trying to care for people's boats that they don't have time to do that too, there's a need definitely here on the beautiful Gulf Coast. So I encourage people to check that out too. And always get one step closer to maybe improving your lifestyle or possibly just getting another training. So I absolutely love that you're reiterating for people to not just get stuck, but go out and see what's out there for you.
Exactly. And they can set up an appointment to come by, and we have counselors and people that would like to give them a tour of a facility. Even our IT, Mr. Wiggins, gets involved every once in a while, and I will hand him somebody over and say, hey, give him a tour. Show him what we do here, and he'll walk them around and show him what we do. And he loves doing that for us. And
a
busy man,
job.
But he'll take time out of his schedule to actually walk a potential student around the campus. Again, this is a call-in show. You can call us 850-437-1620. We're giving away that T-shirt and that Yamaha chamois. If you can tell me what kind of discount you can receive up until the 31st of this month from Key Marine. So call us or text that, and we'll be more than happy to give away that T-shirt.
All right.
I also want to challenge my listeners to talk to people. I want to challenge the county commissioners in our area. I want to challenge them to come by the school, set up an appointment. Maybe we can do a whole tour of all of them at one time. You know, I don't know, but we can get them to contact our administration office and set up a tour of our school so they can get out there and talk about us as well. Get out there and let people know, as you're trying to attract businesses to our area and people to live here and those kind of things, that we have a school that's doing its part. So our county commissioners, if you're out there listening to the show, get out there and tell the people about our school. Set up an appointment where you can come by, and if you haven't done this yet, come by and see what we do at the school. You would be amazed at what we offer the community. People that come into the school that have, like you said, no idea what they want to do. And within 750 hours, they could be working in a new career instead of a new job. They're out there having a career in the marine industry. So it's very important to get the word out. So that's why Key Marine does this show for us. That's why they sponsor us, not only just to advertise for them, but they do it because they understand the importance of getting the word out, not only about my class, but about the tech schools in general. Also challenge the industry people in our area. If you have an HVAC business, if you have a marine service business, which I have no problem getting people to contact me, believe me, people contact me every day for employees, but HVAC, welding businesses, electrical companies, IT companies, those type of businesses, contact the school and see what we have to offer as far as students that can go to work for you, whether it's part-time or full-time or under our co-op program. It works really well. I had a gentleman that came by school and contacted me. He owns a fiberglass repair business, and I don't teach fiberglass in my class, and it's just not part of what we do, But we have a auto body area at our school, and Ed Sizemore teaches that class, and I connected him with the employer that does fiberglass repairs, and he actually hired a student from our auto body class. So you see how that all connects and how it works together. It's so very important to make sure that we're getting that word out. So somebody came to my class, I connected them with another class, and they hired some students from that class. It continues on and on and on. So very important to make sure that we get that word out.
I love that. And you know what? It's really important. I mean, you're calling on our county commissioners to just be in the know. I mean, it's a great resource to know what education and training is out there for future students, even high school students that are getting ready to figure out if there's a lot of pressure on them. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? I remember being in that situation years and years ago, and there's so much pressure to have to choose. And this is something, and correct me if I'm wrong, where you can try something, see if you like it, get a good job in the area. And I also learned that you guys have excellent relationships in our area with businesses. See if you like it. You know, see if that's something that you could be a part of, or even down the road, start your own business. Am I right?
Right. And it works like that. And when you go to class at Georgetown, you're not stuck in that class if you don't like it. Because, I mean, surely not everybody's going to say, hey, I like marine service technology and I think that's what I want to do. And then they get in there and it's possible that they find out, well, this is not for me and I need to, you know, maybe I want to try and stick it out or something. But that's not the case over there. What happens, and I have a student that's moving from welding to marine service. I was contacted by a counselor that welding is not that student's, that's not what he wants to do. He wants to do something else. So he tried out welding and it just wasn't for him. Now he wants to try marine service and come into my class. So we're going to put him in my class and see if that's his, you know, his niche. Maybe that's what he wants to do. We don't know. And a lot of times people coming out of high school for sure have no clue what they want to do. So it's great to come to Georgetown, get into a class that you have, that you're interested in. And I can tell you this, think about what you like in life. Think about what your hobbies are and that kind of thing. So if you like boating, if you like fishing, if you like skiing, if you like being around the water, that kind of stuff, maybe marine service, and you like tinkering on cars or boats or something. And then maybe marine service is the class for you, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe you like computers. Maybe you just like sitting in front of a computer and doing that type of work. You have IT classes that are good for that, you know? So it just depends on what you like as a person. And I've said this 1,000 times, if not more, if you have a hobby and you can turn it into a career, you'll never work a day in your life because you're in your hobby.
That's right. And what a way to have fun and be able to,
right,
to use the skills you have and then further those skills and then turn it into something where you can have income as well. And especially in these times, it's nice to have fun while you're also enjoying your career. So, and don't forget, hey guys, we have a giveaway going on here on Boat Smart. So don't forget, our lines are open. You can text us, call us, 437-1620. And Stefan, so when you talk about people coming in and your counselors, so if somebody comes in and it's like, you know what, okay, welding isn't great for me, like you said, is that still applicable though? Because I mean, I've watched a couple of things where people have fixed boats. Is there any kind of welding though when you actually fix a boat as well?
Yeah, sure. And a lot of times it all ties in together,
okay,
because
yeah,
boats have HVAC systems, air conditioning systems, right? So HVAC applies, okay? Of course, auto body applies because there's fixing boats that have glass damage or some kind of damage to the hull or anything. So that applies. Welding applies because you have boats that have fishing towers on them and T-tops and things like that. So it all works together. I actually have some dealerships that are looking for IT people because in the industry, they have offices and their shop areas are all wired to computers and they have to have IT people to support that. So it all kind of connects in a certain way. So you can contact anybody out at Georgetown and talk to them and they will say, hey, maybe this teacher can help you. And if he can't or she can't help you, they can move you to a different area and talk to you there, you know. So it all connects, you know, together somehow, some way, right? And, hey, what if you want to be a Marine Patrol officer? It's good to know about boats, right? So you're in law enforcement. Why not learn how to fix a boat? So, you know, so it all connects. Awesome. And I just think it's great how we do that out there.
Yes, I'm loving every bit of this. And hey, you know what? We have someone on the line. Maybe Chris, welcome to the Boat Smart. Do you know the answer to the trivia question?
I do not.
Okay, we put you on the okay. spot. Did you hear the question?
I did hear the question. Okay. That's not why I called. I called to say hello and thanks, Stefan. I was there on Monday with Jonathan Owens, and I toured your facility, and it was incredible. Like, it was state of the art. Everything, the newest stuff is there. I mean, I'm planning on taking the course. It is an incredible school.
That's awesome. We appreciate that. And I was glad and happy that you came by with Jonathan. And I'm sure you agree with me that the school and what we do there and all the different programs, they're an attraction to you as a person that's wanting to relocate to Florida. That's definitely an attraction and a plus for you, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You have everything, and it's well run. I like how everybody interacts with everybody. It's really nice.
That's great. We appreciate that. And thank you so much for the call in today. I appreciate that so much.
That is awesome. Actually, you know what? That's really encouraging, Stefan, to just hear somebody call and say, hey, we love your facility, but we also love the atmosphere. Just as a person juggling everything in 2020, 2021, atmosphere is key. So when you go somewhere and you want to learn in a good environment, an encouraging, upbeat atmosphere. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, that's 100% true. And when you come into my classroom, and we are always doing something, I'll guarantee you when you walk into my classroom, my students are doing something. Okay.
You're keeping
them busy. And usually it's fixing something.
Oh, that's
right.
Awesome.
Yeah. But we're always laughing and having fun. You cannot make it through a day in my classroom without having fun. I guarantee you we have fun. We're serious. We learn, but we have a great time, and it's a great team. I consider our class a team, and they all work together. And, It's just funny. We laugh about things and we talk about things and all the stuff that we do around there. And the students are just having a good time learning, and we're putting people to work. And that's what's so very important. We have put so many people to work in the last few months in the atmosphere that we have going on around us. It's unbelievable that we can do that. And we continue to do that through the success of what we do over at George Stone. In my class, it's through the contacts that I have in the industry, talking to people like Yamaha and Mercury and all the industry partners that we have in our area. That's what makes us successful. It's because we stay in contact with the needs of our community, and we ask them what they need so we can supply them with the employee that they need, you know?
Yeah.
And that's so very important.
Yeah. Absolutely. Having those good relationships. I mean, it doesn't hurt to laugh through the learning. I think it also, I'm not going to state this as truth, but I think it helps you learn more when you're laughing. You're having those moments with your team, as you call them, which I love that reference, because you're working together to learn a little bit more and find an expertise that fits for you. So if you guys swing by and you're able to take that tour, talk to a counselor, you're going to be able to see that atmosphere and what you can be a part of too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. If you go to the georgestonecollege.edu website, get on that chat feature, or go in there and look at faculty or programs, and you can find my email address in there. You can shoot me an email or a phone call or text. I'm more than happy to set up something with you to come by to school and give you a tour, talk to you about the things that are going on in my class and what to expect, those kind of things. So I'm more than happy to do that. Wow, we're already near to the end of the show. So let me thank my sponsor, Key Marine, real quick, and I'm going to throw out that answer right now, okay? Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida is the sponsor of our show, 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. They're offering 25% discount up until the 31st of this month, okay? They're busy, but they want to continue this discount. I'm throwing another little piece out there for you. If you call and schedule an appointment with them, they will honor that discount if you call before the 31st and you can't get your boat in there until your appointment date. So they will honor that 25% discount if you call them and schedule an appointment and keep that appointment. Mention Boat Smart now and tell them that you're looking for that 25% discount. Well, we want to thank you for listening, and I thank you for the phone call, and we will see you guys next week.